Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I am your host, Raji Love. Yes, I am. And I am joined this morning by my lovely cruising down the street co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you, dear?
I'm wonderful this morning. How are you?
I am doing excellent. Hey, and drunk and stuff. Yes, I am. Also joined this morning by our other lovely co-host, Miss Mahogany. Good morning, Mahogany.
Good morning, Raji Love. Good morning, Kiki.
How are you?
Good. Not as fake as y'all. I swear they got so much cheese coming from over there. Good Lord.
I don't hate. That's all I can say is just don't hate, okay? Don't hate. But anyhow, Yes, ma'am, Miss cruising down the street real slow, child. What is the traffic out there like there? Not touching you outside, I could tell.
Yeah, it is actually nice. You know, it's Essence Weekend here in New Orleans.
Oh, well.
So everybody done partied last night, and they ain't got no traffic on the street this month.
Oh, they're going to be back out there again today. It's Saturday, honey. Trust. They're coming back out.
As soon as left. As soon as they get over the hangover. Yes, they are.
Okay.
That was your best
out. That's why I'm going to get some coffee.
Yes, indeed, child. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All righty,
turn up.
Let us on this day started like y'all know we normally would and junk and stop, honey. Oh, my goodness. Today is it's a nice weekend. It's not my first weekend of having a Saturday off, child, but it is certainly a lovely one to be off, child. That's all I can tell y'all. I don't know what else to say about being off on Saturdays. It's just a wonderful thing. It really is. It is.
For yourself.
It's so beautiful. It really is. But Miss Kiki, you could be off whenever you truly feel like you want to be off. I am just glad that you are disciplined to know when to be off and when not to be off. That's all.
Well, sound like a read to me. Sound like a little read to me.
No, honey, that's a proud moment, child. That's a proud moment. Because we didn't know each other. She can get there sometimes, but she just be like, you know what? Bump it.
But that is a blessing, though. It really is a blessing when you can make your own schedule.
It is. Well, child, let me start these birthday wishes, because I got one special birthday wish today, honey. Today, 20 years ago. I became a proud father. Yes, to the only child who I've ever called my son, child, yes. Even though he's not mine biologically, yeah, we know that. We know that. Yes, we do. But nonetheless, Mr. Ezra Weber, he has grown up to be 20 years old thus far, honey. And blessed be.
Ezra.
Today is his birthday.
20.
Which I used to call
wow.
Ezra. Terrorize everybody.
They used to call him a terror for some reason. Now,
wow.
I don't understand why they called him that because I never experienced that from him. But, you know... You know, they always say parents don't know what's going on with their own kids when they're not around. But, you know, as long as they're doing right in your face, that's all that matters.
Wow. Ain't that the damn truth? Oh, no, not my baby. Oh, no, not my baby.
Not my baby.
Oh, yes.
No, ma'am. I don't know.
Oh, yes. Your little demon seed, yes. Oh, but not you, Ezra. Happy birthday, Ezra.
And then tomorrow, my cousin. Turning 32 years old, Mr. John Siggers. Yes. He joined. Well, his birthday is also with another cousin of mine. He's on Facebook, known as Bakir Tayimba. And I believe that's just the name he goes by, but I don't know if that's what he actually changed his name to officially. I don't know. But anyway, Terrell. Turning 44 years old, bless your heart. You know, it's also tomorrow, June. See? Still hasn't gotten there yet. July 3rd. Mhm. And I know we shared this one, Miss Mahogany, but she's sharing this birthday with my cousin. So I got to go on and say it because it's all on the same day.
Oh,
Miss
Rolanda, I got more than one. Go ahead. I got more than one.
Right,
go ahead.
Now. Miss Rolanda T. Davis, bless her heart, honey. She is celebrating her birthday. Now, see, she's smart not to put her birthday on that chat. Her mama taught her well. But she still ain't that old anyway, so I'm like, yeah, she's barely, what, 25, 26 maybe? I don't know.
No. No, she got to be making 30 this year, Miss Rolanda. She got to be making 30 this year.
Rolanda,
yes.
No, child, Rolanda's not that old, honey.
Yes, she is, honey.
It's not that
yes,
old,
is.
Miss. No. Not 30.
Yes, she is.
I ain't giving her that.
She was born in 80, she was born in 86. She's only 10 years older than us. Well, you.
And we're 10
she
years older than
you.
Her. Yeah.
I'm
she
11.
Was born in
86,
Bill?
Yeah. Yeah, she's born in
86. Oh, my goodness. How did I not know that? I don't know why I didn't know that, but dang. Girl, Rolanda, oh, my goodness, girl.
Yeah, she up there.
Oh, she
up there.
I didn't see she was that much older than Leslie. Is Leslie not that old?
No, Leslie's not. I don't think Leslie's 30 yet. No.
No,
no,
she's
Leslie's
not.
Still young. No.
Well, alrighty then.
She's still
then,
young.
See? Yeah, time flies, time when you're not paying attention.
Yeah. It shows.
Okay.
It.
Also, look, coming up on Wednesday, July the 6th. A friend of mine, a sister from church, bless her heart, Miss Alicia Love Tate, bless her heart. Yes, she's probably around about that mark. No, actually, I think she's a little bit older than that because she's older than Rolanda, if I'm not mistaken. I could be, but no, I'm not mistaken because she was, you know, we were all young when we were going to church. When I was going to church with them, we were young. So, yeah, she's older than Rolanda, I know, but I don't know how old she is exactly because she ain't put it on Facebook, and I'm glad you did because I didn't want to put your business out there, and I ain't trying to call you old because you look good, girl. You look cute, so it don't matter, but, yeah, happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And Thursday, July 7th, mm-hmm. Miss Sarah Hello, that's so hard. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if Sarah even remember who the heck I am because it's been so many years ago since I actually worked with her child. She probably don't even remember what I look like because it was a very brief moment in history, bless her heart. But, you know, her birthday is coming up nonetheless, and we are friends on Facebook, so I'm going to say it to you anyway. Happy birthday, July 7th. Mm-hmm. And that's my birthday wishes for the week. Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday,
happy birthday y'all.
Yes. Now, Miss Kiki, girl, do you have wishes with you, honey?
I do. My birthday wishes start off with Independence Day birthday. Yes, Mr. Anthony Miles. On July 4th is Anthony's birthday. Happy birthday, Anthony.
All right.
Also on July 4th, I guess this beauty salon was open during that time. Queen Barbara Beauty Salon turns, I guess the owner turns 36. Happy birthday, Queen Barbara Beauty Salon. And then on July 6th, Lordy, Lordy, Mr. Anthony Willock. Your birthday is July 6th, and you turn 40. That's my birthday wishes for the week.
All right, now, child, bless it, be here. Now, why would these business owners be putting these Facebook things up, child, and they be putting their actual birthday on there instead of the actual business opening?
Marketing. Always talking about them marketing.
Well, I understand the marketing, but don't lie, because your business ain't 30-something years old. You 30-something years old, but your
business started 10 years ago.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
It's their personal page and the business page in a way. You know, they combine it. You know, me personally, Mahogany wouldn't do that. You know, I don't even think I have an age on my page because I'm ageless.
Okay. That's what they say about Mahogany Wood, honey. It's ageless and priceless.
I'm like, oh, keep going. I'm like, keep going, baby, keep going.
Oh, you didn't catch that.
See,
that's all he heard, honey. He didn't catch the shade, child. Yes, ma'am. So moving right along.
Oh.
Missed
the shade. Yeah. I mean, how many birthday wishes you'd like to give today, honey?
Oh, me. Okay. Let's see. Today, Charles Nicolosi. I was confused for a second because I just missed the shade tree at, you know, the whole thing, honey. And it wasn't just a branch. Okay.
Back and listen to it, and you'll hear it. You'll hear it when you listen to the show.
I'm sure I would. Mm-hmm. Charles Nicolosi, today is his birthday. He's 45. Happy birthday, Charles. Tuesday, July 5th, Ronnie Danfield. She's turning, wow. Okay, I didn't know she was that. Okay, wow. Ronnie Danfield, we went to school together. She's turning 38, and I didn't realize she was right under me. Okay. Nick Smith, he does not have his age listed, but happy birthday anyway, Nick. Wednesday, July 16th. Wow! Another high school friend of mine, Tali Armstrong, is turning 39. Wow, she's right under me. Wow. Okay. Shocker. I did not know that. And those are my birthday wishes for the week.
Yeah. It's like, why are you shocked about how old everybody else is turning when they went to school with you?
I know, but it's like, I just didn't really, I don't know, maybe I felt like they were maybe a little bit more younger than me, or maybe like the same age.
Okay, so you thought they would be even younger or the same age, which is like about, what, a 4 or 5 year gap?
Well, I just thought they were probably right with me, you know, at 40, 41.
So you were surprised that they were younger?
Yeah, I was surprised they were younger, yeah. I haven't had all my coffee yet, yeah.
Oh, bless it be. Okay. All right now Miss Kiki. Girl.
Yeah.
Now, I know you got some stuff to talk about, honey.
I do.
My cup is ready, child. What's the tea?
All right. Well, you know, I got a couple of things of tea to give y'all. And we need to talk about this rundown of the S Festival. And somebody wants some advice, y'all. So we're going to give it to them. But first, let me give y'all the tea.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a rumor that Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, all the cast members were fired. Fired.
What?
Well, that rumor is not true, you guys. Mimi Foss on Ricky Smiley Morning Show, and she said that is not true at all. Y'all need to stop spreading rumors and lies. Atlanta is not going anywhere, especially Love & Hip Hop.
Well, frankly, I wouldn't have watched anyway, so it still don't make a difference.
Wait.
I was still domestic. Going to Neiman's in the morning, okay?
Right. Let me be extra messy. Let me be extra messy. I don't care.
Okay.
Mimi. I don't care. Mimi.
I'm going to watch regardless if they're on or not. I got VH1 app on my phone. I can watch the whole episode, new episode. It's all bad. I'm still watching.
See, I'm like, Chad, I was never a fan of Love & Hip Hop, Chad, because to me it wasn't about neither one of those two things. So why did they even call it that? It's called drama in the ATL because that's all it is. That's all it is.
Thank
is
you.
Drama for no reason.
Well, they are hip hop artists, so you know it's just that.
Oh, it's the
love
of the hip hop artists, Chad. Some of the baby mamas, some of the groupies, some of the ones that just so happen to actually marry some of the producers and whatnot because, yeah, they just happen to be at the right place at the right time. It's like,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be watching Stevie Graveland and Mimi shenanigans until they go off. How about that? All right. Now, I have going to give y'all some more tea.
What you say, Mimi?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, I keep hearing NeNe for some reason. I'm like, she ain't on Love & Hip Hop. She on The Real Housewives.
Oh, wow.
Mimi Foss. Mimi Foss.
Okay. Yeah, huh. I forget. See? Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody else didn't have their coffee today.
The mother who was arrested for beating her children, for whipping her children, an update on her, the prosecutor is not prosecuted. So she was not prosecuted for whipping her children. Shout out to the DA's office in Baton Rouge for not prosecuting this woman. And shame on the police officers that actually arrested her. How about that?
Foolishness.
Fool of fucking nigger tree. That's what it is.
Okay.
That's
Thank you.
Oh,
right. All right. Now we're going to go to the more little tea that I have. LeBron James. For all y'all who don't know LeBron James, he just won the championship for the NBA for Cleveland Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
He left Cleveland some years ago, and when he left, Cleveland was very upset with him. They burned his jersey, and they were very mad with him. Mm-hmm. Well, he promised to come back to the team and win them a championship, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after he won the championship, he said he's ready to pack up and go back to Miami. Well, Cleveland wants him, so they offered him $24 million contract.
Mm.
Well, LeBron James has turned that $24 million down, baby. He said, I don't want it. $24 million? Is you crazy?
No. He got money. See, he's in the...
Well, I don't give a dog if I have $1 billion. If somebody offered me $24 million, I'm taking that too.
Well, see, it just depends on the circumstances. Sometimes when you get to a certain point in life, girl, I mean, yes, money sounds very, very, very intriguing. It does. Don't get me wrong, because, yes, I can certainly use $24 million my damn self, yes. But when you're in positions, you know, sometimes you can actually hold a different ground as far as what it is that you truly want to do in life. And sometimes... no matter what the money that they offer, it's not conducive to what it is that you actually truly want to do. And you're in a position to where you can actually say, well, you know what, the money sounds good, but this is not exactly what I want to do right now. So I don't want to actually go that route with y'all. It's just plain and simple. He got the money. He can afford to say that kind of stuff. Now, see, people like myself, girl, I can't afford to make that kind of statement, you know. But... some people can, and he's one of those people, girl. He got money already. He doesn't need that $24 million. Now, it'd be nice.
Okay, now I'm going to talk to somebody with sis, because I'm not talking to you, Roger Love. Whatever. You turn away $24 million?
Again, I just said I'm not in that position to say that I would do such a thing. But he is in that position. I just said that, did I not?
I said...
hell no, I would not be turning down $24 million, but I am not in that position to do so. He is in the position. He got multiple millions of dollars. He's in like the hundreds of millions of dollars, if I'm not mistaken. So he's in that position to say, I don't want to take this $24 million from you. I might take the $23.5 million to go back to where I want to be, you know?
Well, I'm going to... He's not going to be playing basketball all his life. His endorsements are not going to be there all his life. Yes, he has won MVP. Yes, he is the star and the top of his game right now. Yes, he is tied with a lot of basketball players to have 3 rings, but he has not reached the Michael Jordan 6 rings.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I don't remember Michael Jordan turning down a $24 million contract.
He'll do that right now. It doesn't necessarily have to be with Cleveland, though. That's what he's saying.
But why turn them down? Why not just wait and shop your offer? Because somebody might not offer you $24 million like Cleveland is. I mean, I know he's probably going to go to a bigger team that has more money than Cleveland.
But he wanted to go back to Miami, didn't? Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah, he's ready to go back to Miami. But who say Miami's ready for LeBron James?
Girl, look, the man just won them an actual championship shot, and he actually just broke a long streak for Cleveland also, and also broke a record, Chester. That's 3 different things that he actually just did that can say that he might be able to go back to Miami. Now, if they haven't offered him anything yet, which we are assuming they haven't, does not necessarily mean that they wouldn't be. So the thing is, he just won a championship. He just broke a 52-year-long streak for that city, and he actually was the leading, the captain of the team that led them from a 1-3 deficit and came back and won, which ain't never been done in basketball history. The man just made history.
Okay, but you ain't going to just throw away no $24 million. We talking about $24.
But that's the thing, though. Like I said, we're assuming that that's all the offers that he's actually have been given. That doesn't mean just because he threw away that $24 million that he won't be getting a $24 million from wherever he goes. He might even get $25 million. But even if it is just $23 million is where he wants to be, is what he's saying. He ain't going nowhere for free. I'm telling you that. He going to get some money from somebody wherever he goes. If he's still playing basketball, he's getting paid.
Can I tell you what his net worth is?
Can I tell you what his net worth is?
Mm-hmm.
267 million.
See,
he don't need that little 23 million. He don't need that little $23 million. I'm sorry.
No, we ain't gonna call it little. No, we ain't gonna disrespect 24 million. That honey, no man. No man. The $24 million like that. No, it's not little. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, look at it like this. Bill Gates is worth $80 billion.
Mm-mm.
That little $24 million ain't nothing.
Ask Bill Gates that 20 years ago. Okay.
Wow.
$20 million, baby. Okay.
Wow.
I know, right, bitch?
Bitch. 31 years old, like LeBron James, and just say, you know what, I don't want 24 million. I mean, come on, you 31, little one?
But see, girl, that's the thing, though. He ain't, that is not about what he just decided to turn down right now. Again, the season just ended. I mean, he might be offered, like I said, more money other places once he actually decides where he might even want to go. But wherever he goes, it ain't like he going there for free. So he ain't just giving up $24 million. He might have given up more money had he would have accepted that $24 million. You just never know. I mean, if they ain't won a championship in 52 years, girl, that might be all that they might have been able to offer. Whereas the Miami Heat, you know, they've won multiple championships since then. The Chicago Bulls have, you know, made more money since then. So it's like they might be able to offer him a lot more to come onto their team. So he might not actually be losing $24 million.
I think he's.
You know,
I think he's totally happy. Yeah,
exactly.
I think he's perfectly happy.
He's going
because,
to be selected at this point.
Right. Exactly. He's earned that right. And let's see. Like, okay, say any one of us. All right, we win the lottery. The lottery is what 415 million right now. The Mega Millions. All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of us would be happy with a million. All right. And so then after about $5 million. How much more happier can you be? You know what I mean? There's
mm-hmm.
a cap. You know what I'm saying? There's a cap. You know what I mean?
How much you said it was? Wait, Mahogany, how much you said it was?
415.
Okay, and you said I would be happy with five. No, I would be happy with the 415. Yeah. Mm-mm, I ain't talking
no.
about that. Go ahead.
Well, we ain't saying we're turning it down. But
no.
If all you happen to have gotten out of that $400 million with $5 million, you would be happy with that too. Now, what I would say though, Miss Kiki, if by chance you have happened to have won, like say $50 million in the lottery, you got $50 million to your name, right? And all
mm-hmm.
of a sudden, now we know you have your company, and your company is going strong. You just
mm-hmm.
decide, well, you know what? I'm going to put my money in. I'm investing and do this and do all of that stuff. And then somebody comes along and offer you a chance to come and work with them to help them build their company. They offer you another $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you'd be like, well, I'm not going to turn that $5 million down in order to do what it is that I want to do for my own company?
$5 million?
Or go work for somebody else.
Or go work for
somebody else. Instead of doing your own thing. Like you originally planned with your money.
Exactly.
You know, it's like you still got to clock in.
For $5 million? For $5 million, I will be a waitress. I'm just lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't even be funny.
Right. I believe
that
when I happened. I mean, even still, I wouldn't believe it. I'd be like, you playing tricks on my eyes. Stop playing.
Right, because that wouldn't even be funny.
And I can't hold a tray. I can't hold a tray to save my life.
For $5 million, I don't think it would be an option for you to go and work for somebody else when you already got $50 million to your name that you want to start your own, when you build your own company. That's the thing.
And you
you're building
your
brand
and everything.
And you're going to work
right.
for somebody else for $5 million? I don't think so.
I will be a waitress and I can't even hold a tray for $5 million. Somebody else.
Wow.
While I'm doing my own business.
Okay.
Well, while you being
right
a waitress, I'll wait to see that happen, okay? Because I don't think it will.
She's talking that shit right now.
And it's like what people say.
Obviously, y'all don't know Miss Kiki then. Obviously, y'all better call my mama. She will tell y'all. Money motivates me.
Yes, money does motivate you, but you would stand to make more money by building your own company up with the $50 million that you already have, though.
But obviously you don't know Miss Kiki, because I would help somebody else before I help myself. Obviously you don't know me.
Yeah, you've already done that, though. That's the thing. You're beyond that point now. You've already helped other people grow their business. That's when you got out and started your own, remember?
If somebody asked me and offered me $5 million to help them build their business, I would do it. Because obviously y'all don't know me.
Mm-hmm. So you would stop building your own business.
Yes, I would. Obviously,
help somebody else
build
theirs. But you've already done that, though. And that's the reason why you started your own business to begin with, because you got tired of helping
exactly.
other people earn all that money.
Somebody that I know needed my help, I would stop my business to help them. So obviously,
yeah.
y'all don't know
First
me.
Of all, I didn't say that they knew you.
Well, that
is true. They wanted, like the homie said, it wasn't funny, even if they wanted a waitress to help so they could $5 million.
That is really commendable. That's really commendable. Wow. Wow, that's really commendable. Because guess what?
Don't know me. That
oh,
a,
well,
that
I mean, that's commendable. That's commendable. Clap, clap, clap. Because guess what, honey? If I already got money and you offer me a damn job, I look at you sideways. What you mean?
See,
work, work,
see,
work, work
me,
well.
Now, there is a difference when you're speaking
and
about
And that's why I guess
people.
I have my business.
You speak about helping people, though, and actually working with them.
Hope y'all can't talk at the same time.
There's a difference of when you're speaking about helping people and then working for them. Because true enough, if any one of us ever got our business started, child, and doing whatever, even no matter what it is that we have going on, we would actually take the time to actually help each other get their business started. And it wouldn't even be about the money. It would just be about helping that person get to where they want to truly be also. But if somebody comes off the line and be like, well, I love what you did with your company, I want you to do the same thing for me. I want to offer you $5 million to actually help me build mine while you stop yours from, you know, flourishing, I would have to look at them two times crazy. Because I'm in the process of still building my own property, my own agenda right now. I don't know you like that. Actually stop what I'm doing to take a little bit from you to help you do what I'm trying to do. You know, that's a difference for me. I couldn't do that because I'm already in the process of doing something for myself that I've already started. And I don't know you like to basically put what my whole dreams on hold. The whole reason why I stopped working for people, to build up my own. I can't see me doing that because I don't do you like that. Now, if I know
you. That's not my story.
No, I'm getting what you're saying, honey, but it's like they said, child, just because you're saying it does not mean I'm going to automatically believe it until I see it.
Right, well, obviously you don't know Kiki then. Obviously you don't know her. And anybody that knows me will tell you she will do it. She will stop what she's doing to help somebody else to go back because I'm a go-getter.
That's
and ain't nobody stopping me from what I want.
That's why you actually went out and got your own. I just don't understand why you
ain't nobody gonna stop me.
What you've already done to go back to doing it again. That's like, okay, you've actually gotten out of property management for other people to your own company.
Actually, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. A friend of mine is about to open up a food truck, and she wants somebody to come in and actually help her cook and stuff. Well, she's going to be running her food truck from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So who do you think will be on that food truck helping her every day because she needs help?
Wow.
Those days, my business.
A friend of yours, and it's a food truck.
No, I met this lady at the gas station. She worked at the gas station. Okay? I call her my friend because I went in there to buy food for her. But I see her dream, and she's very ambitious, and she's a go-getter. So I'm going to go in there and help her get it.
That's
no,
beautiful.
She's not a friend like you, a Mahogany, a Morning Dew. No, she's not like a friend like that. Or Felicia, she's not a friend like that. She's a lady I met at a gas station, and she's venturing out on her own. So I'm going to help her.
I think that's beautiful. I think it's beautiful.
So it's my business will sit, but it will be working. But I'm still going to help out someone else build theirs because that's what I do. But moving right along, because the show is moving on and we still got to get to these people advice, but I still got a little more tea for y'all. Rapper Boosie stated that on his Instagram that TV is trying to make people gay, and he's tired of it. It's getting so. Okay. That TV.
Who's
dead? Now I don't know, Lil Boosie. Now I don't know if the TV reach out to you and say, you know what? Let me rub on you, grab on you, kiss on you, because I'm going to make you gay. Now, I don't understand. But Lil Boosie eyes, TV is making people gay.
Okay.
I've been damn. I've been watching TV all my life, and I'm still straight. But TV
okay.
is making people gay. That's all I'm saying.
So now when we actually tell people that, okay, we were born this way, no, TV made us this way.
Right. Per Lil Boosie.
I wonder what show turned us. Miss Mahogany, which one? But that's
probably Mac. No, probably Magnum P.I.
Nah, that wouldn't have did it for me. That wouldn't have did it for me. For me, it might have been
wrestling.
That might have been wrestling, I'm guessing.
But Lil Boosie full of
shit.
Lil Boosie full of shit. He's trying to just keep his name out there so people can go buy his next record or whatever. He probably got another record dropping, and he needs somebody to go and buy it. He needs to just shut the fuck up and sit down. And when did he choose not to be gay? Shit. That's what I want to know.
No. You said he's trying to keep his name out there. Child, when did his name get out there to begin with? Because I ain't never heard of him before.
Ooh.
Oh, I have. I have. But see, if you listen to the, if you listen to the radio and try to keep up or whatever, you know.
If you listen to what?
If you listen to the radio and keep up with, you know, music or whatever, then you would know him.
Well, Chad, I mean, I listen to the radio sometimes, but I listen more so to the television and YouTube and, you know, all of other media outlets where I've never come across a Lil Boosie. I've heard of Boosie Collins.
I think you heard Lil Boosie. Wait a minute, Lil Boosie. That's not the – I'm thinking about the wrong dude. The one I'm thinking about, I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means, man?
Boosie badass. Boosie badass.
Oh, okay. So he's some other local. He's some other local rapper.
See?
Okay, never mind.
You ain't even heard of him, see? Mm-mm.
No. No, I just get him confused. Oh.
Of course.
I know who they are.
One cookie in a damn cookie bag, child, look like the other one. So it's like, yeah. That's why they sell them in lump sums, you know, because they all look alike.
My
thing is,
I just get them confused.
You making assumptions or you making statements about something that truly must not even be on your radar. Why even make a statement about it? You don't know anything about it. It's like, it really is just like it's just dumb. That's all I can say about it. It's just stupid. You're putting out an opinion about something that basically you know nothing about. Obviously, you don't hang around anybody that's gay because ain't nobody that's gay would have ever told you that. Why he made them that way?
I know,
right?
So, it's all the TV's fault.
He make anybody gay. And if you've ever watched TV in your life, does that mean that it turns you? It's like, make these statements, but the statements that they make never even apply to themselves. That's the thing that gets me the most. That statement don't even apply to you.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, because I'm like, when did you fight the cave feeling? When did you fight it,
okay.
How did you resist the devil? Shit.
All right, y'all. Let me get y'all a lineup for Essex, and then we got to give this lady her advice real quick. Essence, they have Friday, they have, which I think this is a total stupid lineup, but we're going to go with it. So, opening act is Avery Wilson, then Faith Evans, Tyrese, Babyface Edmonds, New Edition, and Maxwell going to close it out on Friday. On Saturday,
that sounds good.
Estelle,
okay.
I don't like that lineup. It's just kind of off to me. Okay, Saturday, they have Estelle, Jeremiah, Common.
Okay.
Charlie Wilson, and close out with Mariah Carey.
Wow.
Yes.
Two good fashions.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And then Sunday, they're going to start off with a Prince tribute, then Andrea Day, then Ciara, Kendrick Lamar, and Puff Daddy and the family, the Bad Boys. And they're going to close out, Puff Daddy and the family is going to close out Essence this year.
Wow. Okay. They took up Essence, too. Wow. They got
they go to Essence sometimes, so why would they be too good to perform at them?
Mariah ain't never performed in no Essence festival. Mariah ain't never performed in no Essence festival.
Performed at it before, child. I'm saying, has she ever been to it?
Oh, I don't know.
See? I believe she has. She just ain't never told nobody. That's how they do it. That's how they travel.
I think those lineups are just not together. I'm just using old heads one night, the young heads another night, and then the last night is a more mature crowd. Because usually Frankie Beverly and Maze usually close it out. And you have like R. Kelly's and things like that at the end, I mean, on your third day. But it's just, it's not a good lineup.
They're trying to move it along, though, because, I mean, in essence, the Bad Boys Club Shot is an old head kind of group. So it's like, yeah, that's how they do. They're not new school people, child, Bad Boys, really. I mean, Mace, you know, Puff Daddy Girl, that's over 20-something years right there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I mean, it's just a newer crowd. Well, it seems like a newer crowd because now it's those people that basically we grew up listening to in our heyday, child. It's like they're the ones that's the older heads now. But it's like Franklin, Beverly, and Maze, you know, you got to remember they came out from the 70s and the 80s and all that kind of stuff, too. Charlie Wilson and them, that's the 80s and all that. It's an evolution, child. Now they're into the 90s old head crowd because that's our era.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with it. I just don't like the lineup, y'all. All right, the question was, this lady said, and I'm going to give a snippet because of the time. She says she's, if you are a good friend with a coworker at work, or at least you thought, you share personal stories, ask advice, let her borrow money. Oh, Mike got kicked out.
Yes, he did. I was hoping he was going to call the show. No, he couldn't call the show back. I just thought about it.
Yeah, he calling me. I don't know if I'm going to call him. I can't do it while he's calling, though. I'm trying to.
You can't add it in without hanging up?
No, I'm going to try, though. Okay, and she said she gives this woman advice and everything on her wedding, but did not get an invitation to her wedding. She got an invitation to her bridal shop. And she's wants to know, should she go to this bridal shower? Why or why not? Or should she be angry that she did not get an invitation to her wedding? I'm sorry, not her bridal shower, her bachelor party. And I can't add Mahogany in because somebody else had called me in, so my line is tied.
Well, he's going to have to just, you know, give his opinion on Facebook. Ooh, that's what he get for having a Sprint phone. Oopsie.
Hater.
Mm-mm. I don't hate anything. I just don't like Sprint. But getting back to this lady and her issue. Now, this lady is a work friend. She's given her advice on her wedding, and she's basically, she was invited to the bachelorette party, but she was not invited to the actual wedding.
Yes.
Now, my thing is like, okay, if you've known this lady for a long time, if y'all ever hung out outside of work, because if she's a work friend, then that's what you just said she was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all have never actually hung out outside of work or maybe even made any plans or even talked on the phone outside of work or whatever, then why are you being all sensitive, you know?
Well, she said that she gave invitations to other coworkers for her wedding.
Yeah, and those co-workers probably were friends outside of work.
Well, a lot of them, she said, break rooms, she said, people who were even talking in the break room saying how they barely knew her and had no plans on going to the wedding, but they were given invitations.
Mm.
Would you be offended that you didn't get an invitation? And would you attend the bachelorette party that you did get invited to? I really don't care about attending her wedding because it is a major holiday that is on, and I'd rather see my family, sounding bitter, but feel no reason to attend her bachelorette party. Should I go? Why or why not?
Well, my thing is, like, it just sounds like to me a conversation she should be having with that lady girl. Like, I mean, truly, if you feel some kind of way about it, then I would just ask her, okay, well, am I invited to the wedding? Why wasn't I invited? Or whatnot. And then the thing is that if you don't even want to go, why even make it a big deal? That's the biggest thing. If you don't actually want to go to the wedding, why even question it? So it sounds like to me you want to go. Or no, you just
right.
want to be invited. That's all. Really?
I think her feelings is more involved because, you know, when you talk to, you sit next to somebody at work all day, you talk to them, you know, she's helping plan her wedding, she's asking her questions about her wedding, things like that. I have been in that predicament before with a girl that I worked with at work, and she used to ask us questions about her wedding and everything like this, and certain people in the office she didn't invite. And she did invite. I was one of the people she invited. But a lot of the other girls felt slighted by it. But she had a certain amount of, a number of people that she could, and, you know, you pay for these weddings by head.
Right.
And she couldn't invite everyone, of course. She invited the people that, for myself, I think she invited me because I was maybe a limit few of her African-American friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's why I was invited. I think, and that's just my opinion, but I didn't go. And she felt very hurt by it because she could have gave the invitation to one of the girls who really wanted to go because she talked about this wedding. This was an everyday occurrence throughout the office day about her wedding. So I feel how someone could be slighted by it because, you know, it was a lot of tension in the office after her wedding. Tension from her to me because I didn't go, and tension from the other girls because
she wasn't
they knew I was invited and they wasn't invited. Leave a nasty taste in your mouth, but at the same time, people do have to pay for it by head. And you just have to realize who the person feels will come to their wedding. And who they feel will not come to their wedding.
Exactly.
And it could just be like within your conversation because you just say there was a major holiday and you'd rather spend it with your family. She probably got that. So instead of her paying that extra head count, she used it for somebody who, you know, might have came because she
exactly.
didn't think she was going to come.
And this is always my thing, too. Again, you call her a work friend. Now, if you were a part of this person's life outside of work, you know, then I would be like, okay, well, then y'all are actual friends. But to me, work friends are work friends. Now, I've met a lot of my friends through working with them, and we became friends outside of work also.
Mm-hmm. But when how do you know after working? Have y'all, you mean by going out and stuff?
Well, no, if I can have a conversation with you on the phone outside of work, or if we talk enough to where we feel like we're cool like that, and I can talk to you or go and hang out with you out of work, then we're friends. You know,
right.
Like, it's not just like you basically, when you see the person at work, you know, you're friendly to people for the most part. You can clown, talk, you know, kiki while you're there, and then if you don't work together the whole shift, then you basically, you leave, you know, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So it's like now, some people are like that, and that's all that they are. I mean, you can talk while they're there, but you don't be around them 24/7, or even for the whole shift that you're there. I might, you know, talk to people when I'm getting ready to relieve them, or they're relieving me, you know. And
mm-hmm.
that's what we just do, but we're at work, you know. So if I don't have that kind of conversation with you outside of work, then we're just work friends. We're cool. We're workers. We're coworkers. We're cool like that. Now, if I happen to see you out and about, then I'll stop and say, hey, you know.
mm-hmm.
But it's still just that thing. If we don't actually have these regular conversations or be in each other's personal life, then we're not personal friends like that, you know.
All right.
And for this lady, okay, y'all are working together, and, yeah, she might be talking to you